There's a Gemara in Brachot that fairly explicitly seems to indicate that the mitzvah of tefillah is derabanan. The Gemara says that if I have a suffix about Shema, I have to say it because the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is deraita. Whereas if I have a suffix about tefillah, I do not say it because tefillah is derabanan. Nonetheless, despite that Gemara, the Rambam famously says that there's a mitzvah deraita, a biblical mitzvah to daven every day. And the Rav in Rayonot al Tefillah, which is just recently translated to English, writes about the Rambam as the savior, the redeemer of the concept of tefillah. And the Ramban, who, as we know, wrote his comments on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvot, both arguing with the Rambam about mitzvot that he thinks should have been included, and arguing about mitzvot that should not have been included, the Ramban says that tefillah should not have been included as a daily mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah every day. The Gemara is explicit that it's the Rabbanan. Okay, how the Rambam would deal with that Gemara is a topic for another time. The Ramban himself, though, does admit that tefillah can be doraita. The Ramban says if it's eight sarah, if it's a time of communal distress, a time of difficulty, then tefillah turns into a mitzvah doraita. So the simplest understanding is that the Ramban links tefillah with sarah. Therefore, tefillah is doraita only when there's a difficulty. Where the Rambam does not link tefillah with sarah, and therefore tefillah is doraita daily. Have a Rav Soloveitchik wanted to explain that the Rambam really agrees with the Ramban. And tefillah is only deraita when there's difficulty. But the Rav Soloveitchik said there's all kinds of difficulties. There's this communal difficulty when the community is in danger. And there's the daily frustrations and tribulations that we all have to deal with. There's the daily existential crisis, as Rav Soloveitchik would put it. And therefore, that daily crisis is what mandates a tefillah on a daily basis. Now, this does not mean, of course, this assumption, both Rambam and Ramban link tefillah to a sense of crisis, that one turns to Hashem and that all problems magically go away. Right? This is not an authentic and realistic portrayal of religion. And indeed, anyone who's read Rav Soloveitchik's fourth footnote in Halachic Man knows they do not view religion that way. At the same time, one can nevertheless draw great comfort, again, without when one turns to a confidant or a parent, one does it not necessarily because one's trouble will immediately go away. Even beyond that, there's tremendous value to the ability to add and the natural turn to someone when you're in distress. And indeed, it's one way to think about tefillah, right? That we daven all the three times a day, not the easiest thing in the world, but nonetheless, maybe Rav Soloveitchik gives a certain angle on this. The sense that given the daily frustrations that we all put up with, whether it be struggling to learn Gemara or to come to daven, whatever it is, or maybe more deep personal frustrations, perhaps the most natural intuitive reaction of a religious person should be to turn to God and talk to him about it. Have a good evening.